When Perry Neal isn't working as a millwright, he sometimes volunteers in prison ministry at Wildwood Correctional Center. It was through that work that Neal saw a need for transitional housing for recently released inmates.
And so through this, working with the guys as a mentor, and I'd go pick them up when they'd get out, they'd be released, and they'd kick them out the door of the prison at 7 o'clock in the morning and tell them good luck. And they didn't have any place to go, they didn't have any money, they didn't have transportation to look for a job. They couldn't find a place to live because they didn't have a job. They couldn't find a job. They didn't have time. It was just a kind of an ongoing web. So I thought, well, what can I do to help? And that's when my wife and I ran across the foreclosure, 160 Phillips Drive.
That was in early 2012. Neal has rented rooms out boarding house style since. He says in the beginning there was need for regular police visits, but they've had a house manager on site since 2013. City staff reported the police are aware of the house.
And just having adult supervision there, you might say, has made a big difference. Not that there's any program or anything that they have to administrate. They're basically my eyes and ears. My wife and I are the ones that decide when it's time for somebody to come or go. And some of them get to go before they're ready to go or think they're ready to go.
Residents rent one of the five beds on a per-day basis, and house rules dictate common areas like the kitchen and bathroom must be kept ready for visits from parole officers at any time, and no drinking or drugs are allowed. A number of neighbors spoke at the meeting, many wondering if a rural residential neighborhood is the best place for transitional housing like this, even with a conditional use permit. Craig Thompson, who owns property across the street, told the commission there are a lot of concerns about drug use off the premises in a nearby area of the neighborhood that's been cleared for roads but is otherwise undeveloped woodlands where it's not too difficult to find used drug paraphernalia.
First of all, I want to say to Micah and all you folks that are sitting over there, again, as he said, hands off, appreciate what you're doing, appreciate what's trying to go on. I just don't think it's the appropriate place to do it. Allowing a conditional use permit as a boarding house is a cop-out for not creating a correct classification so that they can have an appropriate place to stay. I think it's in direct conflict with rural residential code. I think it directly affects my property values. I think it directly affects my health and safety.
Jeff Landrum was an inmate at Wildwood for 4 years. He told the commission the nearest boarding house was key in getting a steady job and his own place when he was released in 2014.
For me, I'm from Fairbanks, so I didn't have any place to go. And there's no, you know, halfway houses or any place to go in this area. So in this time, as getting close to release, I learned about Perry having his house to where we could go. So upon release, the day I got out, I was able to go into a house and a place to live. I stayed there for 7 months. I was able to look for a job, which I got. And as of now, I'm a former electrician for Cashmere Electric. Without this opportunity or this place to have in this area, I don't know what I would have done. I'm still living in the same place I moved out of, doing very well. Still stay in contact with Perry and these guys. They've been a blessing in my life.
Commissioner Diane Fikes said she had some reservations, but felt comfortable granting the conditional use permit because it will be back up for review in a year.
And I do agree with, you know, an annual inspection. And so if there are issues from the community, they'll be made aware of it during that 12-month period moving forward. We'll have some kind of mechanism or tool as to say, yeah, everything's going great, way to go. This is a model of how we want to see this happen, or wait a minute, we got a problem. And so we had no way to do that, so now I see it as a way that we have a means to keep track of things.
All six of Fike's colleagues on the commission agreed, and the conditional use permit was granted. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.